Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, having much to say to those that love Him and want to know Him. Everyone who regards the words of God, who hear His word and want more, a healing process is developing in you from the word of God that you're receiving. We grow from glory to glory. Over time, we grow and develop just like a child. We grow up. And as our hearts receive the word of God, it grows too. The word of God helps us to flow in His ways. And we receive it and we become strong and durable. We become enlightened. We have revelation. Following God is a pathway of life. And the Lord is presenting something holy to people that were once born, that was born in sin. Then we've been regenerated. We've been given a brand new spirit. We're introduced to holy things. And the holy things of God are much more capable of what we're used to. Men take the word of God and they see it on this. Jesus said that the way we measure it, He said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it will be measured back to you. And this is Mark chapter 4, around verse 24 or 5. But it's in right after the parable of the soul. He said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it'll be measured to you. A man that's estranged from the ways of God, that's growing and learning. As a sinner, we were estranged from all the ways of God. We heard the word and we were interested. We were still in darkness. All of our thought process was shaped by darkness, but the love of God outclassed all of it. The love of God was light to us, and we came to the light. And we heard His word, and we believed Him by our faith. And something in His word was it was to our best interest. We would live forever. And we believed God and took Him at His word. We never seen heaven. We never seen hell. We didn't see Jesus die for us unless God showed us a vision of it. But we believed it. Jesus told Thomas, said, you've seen and you believe, but blessed are those who believe and have not seen. And I thank God for all that He's doing. He's helping us to go forward. He's helping us to understand Him. We're going forward in His love. We're able to see and sense the wonderful things of God. And I thank the Lord for it. Now, as we go forward doing the Word of God, doing what God has given us to do, seeing Him and understanding and growing, light is in it. And it's a progressive light. As we're able to receive more, we're able to sense more and understand more. And we see principles in the Word of God that were not always noticed. And I want to see more people follow God. Following God is the key. When you follow God and take Him at His word and go forward in Him, you're going to be able to measure God's word greater and greater and greater and greater. The Lord is introducing something holy to us who were once on the outside of the kingdom of God, who were used to the rudiments of this world, the way people measure this world, the thought processes of this world. The things of God are new. So when you introduce people to what is holy, it can seem very strange. Now watch this. Parts of the Word of God can seem very strange to His own people. They know it's right, but they don't know, but they're not used to it. And people like what they can master. The Word of God helps you to master the world system. It helps you to manage your own life. It helps you to go forward in the things of God. Now, some of the things that will happen, people will grow in skills. It's going to become very, very easy for you to operate by your faith. And you're going to be able to do what you normally couldn't do. And nobody in the world system will expect you to do it. You'll lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. You'll pray over the blind and they'll see. You'll pray for the lame and they'll walk. And people in the world, they don't know how to process it yet. Their first thoughts, they'll think it's a trick. But when they know the person was blind for years and never saw and now they see, they can't deny it. It's undeniable. They have to know that Jesus did it. And they'll look at your life. And you walk the line. You obey God. You're loving towards everybody else. And you pray for people and they always get healed. In the sight of the world. In the sight of the very people that you were once a part of. See, in the world system, we're used to that system. We know how it works. But we have to learn how the kingdom of God works. And the kingdom of God is better. So as we go forward in Him, we learn things that we normally couldn't know. And as we grow following God, following the guidance of the Holy Spirit, now you're going to learn things about God's Word that you can't learn any other way. And it's still Scripture. The Holy Spirit will never deviate. He's holy. If you follow the Holy Spirit, you'll learn from Him. Your whole thought process is going to be reorganized and developed into God's thought process, in which you will be renewing your mind. And the Lord can take our simple life and do a marvelous work that nobody can deny. God knows how to do it now. But in order for Him to reveal the greater things to you, you have to follow the foundational things of the Lord. You have to do the teachings of Jesus. You have to do God's Word. That has to be your way of life. You have to believe it. And any work that you do, you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, you won't do it. If you don't believe in what you're doing, it will not work. When preachers stop believing in their ministry starts failing. A ministry thrives by faith, just like we do. There's no camouflage. If you can at least act on the anointing will only go so far. We still share the responsibility of walking by faith. Remarkable things happen when we act on the anointing. As long as Samson didn't cut his hair and eat grapes, he could fight. As long as you get up and go to church and preach, the anointing will do what it's supposed to do. You have God's ability wherever, in whatever area you're anointing. And you have to follow the Holy Spirit and be where you're supposed to be and do it and be willing to do what you're supposed to do. Now, people who quench the Spirit, they can't go any further. The Lord's not going to trust them with more holy things, and they're steadily quenching the Holy Spirit currently. Because that's sin, that's not faith. He's not going to give them the next steps that they need. And their ministry is stifled. And it can't go any further, and the people learn to do what the pastor's doing. See, people get to a certain point and they think that that's all that's required of God. They think that they'll do what they're comfortable with. But it doesn't work that way. You have to follow God continually. If you follow Him continually, then He has something to work with, and you're going to steadily grow in a healthy way at the right rate. The Lord can't take you beyond the way you measure the word. You have to be able to measure the word of God enough to do it and believe it. See, people that stop believing the word of God, they can't, they're not going to go any further. That's the key to doing the greater works than Jesus. He said, he that believeth will do greater works than me. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Jesus laid a strong foundation, and we get to build on top of it. We're doing the easy part. He did the hard part. He gave us example. Whatever he did, we can do. And the only reason people don't feed 5,000 people with a little boy's lunch is because they don't measure the word big enough. Now, that have happened some more. I know that there are people who have done it. A lady go to our church, she was giving out, they were giving out bags of lunch for to homeless people. And they had more people, but they never ran out of bags. And they realized the Lord did a miracle. Everybody ate, and they didn't have as many as they passed out to begin with. So never underestimate what God can do. If you do what he say do, miracles will happen. And the closer we get to the return of Christ, more miracles are going to happen. More people are going to get saved. The Lord is doing things that people just don't expect. And he shares some things with me, and that's why the key is believing in what he's giving you to do and performing it, doing it. If you can do that, you'll see what the old preacher's talking about. God is foundational. People say the Lord works in mysterious ways. They just don't understand his ways. He works according to the word, and he's foundational. He's going to do everything that the word said he'll do in your life. The more you measure his word, the more you're going to see his handiwork. And you won't get in pride and stop the whole process. People who get in pride, they stop the whole process. They become the enemy of God. Pride is opposition. It's negative. It's against God's word. It has nothing to do with the love of God. It's the enemy of the love of God. Just like hatred. But it's important to treat holy things properly. And we treat holy things with faith. That's how we treat it properly. We use it appropriately. We become extensions of his love and his mercy and his kindness. We represent the Lord and we do it right. That's how we do it. And he helps us to go forward. He helps us to understand things that we need to know and understand. God is backing us. He said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose or what you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. You have the ability to bind and loose, to stop Satan, to loose blessings, and also to stop things that should be stopped, loose things that should be loose. And if you allow Satan to operate, God will too. He will allow what you allow. God allows what you allow. You got to stop Satan, and then he'll do his part in heaven. But if you let Satan have free reign in your life, God will too. He'll warn you so you can stop him, but you got to use your authority. He's not going to stop him for you, like Paul tried to get him to do. The messenger of Satan came against him, and she was like a thorn in his flesh, aggravating him everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, somebody was harassing him. And the Lord wanted wanted God to remove that thorn. But in chapter 16, he rebuked the damsel. He rebuked that familiar spirit in that girl. And the spirit left. And the people that were making money off of soothsaying skills, they had to go broke. And they had Paul arrested. Then he started a revival in jail. And the jailer and his family got saved. When you go to heaven, you get to meet them. They are real people. And they really got saved. And the jailers too. And they'll tell you all about it. But we can have the word of God. It tells us all about it. The thing, what's possible with God is possible with you. But you won't know it unless you follow the Holy Spirit. Some things the word going to teach you, and you'll learn, you'll see what can happen. And then as you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, miracles are going to happen in your life. And over the course of your life, you're going to find that God was there with you all the while. And miracles will happen. You're going to see the handiwork of God in you. You're going to see people change by listening to words that God gave you to speak. That's how it works. We have to treat holy things as holy things, appropriately. Just because we had a sinful background means nothing. We're going forward. We're growing in the things of God. What we used to be don't count. All of our hatred, all of our pride, all of our mistakes, all of our terrible deeds, they don't count. The blood of Jesus washed them away. We walk in a new life. Enjoy the new life. But pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Don't make plans. Plan to obey God. If you're going to make any kind of plan in ministry to serve God with, do what God revealed. Make a plan for your own life, for the things you're interested in doing, the things you want to see happen. Make a plan and present it to God. And then do God's plan first. Do what God planned. Now in ministry, don't make plans. Present to the Lord what you want to do in life and how you want to do it, if you know. And if you don't know your interests yet, ask Him to help you with it. Present to Him a plan, things you want to accomplish. And then set it aside and do what He give you to do and watch. Your plan, His plan is going to be better. And He can involve the things that you're interested in to do His will. Following the Holy Spirit, there's so much more wisdom you're going to learn. There's so much more that you will attain. The life that God, the life inside the perfect will of God is better. People will live. And it's surprising how good it is. A lot of people won't seek the Lord because He's afraid that He's going to send them to somewhere they don't want to go. Instead of following God, they just go to church and hide. Or they do ministry the way they want to do it. They won't go any further. They're not trying to grow because God might send them to Africa, somewhere where there's no air conditioning. And they don't want to go there. Or He might send them to China and they don't want to go there. If God sends you to these places, you'll have a burning desire to go. You'll have the anointing for it and you'll want to go. But the truth was, if they really followed God, God would have sent them, He would have opened up a door for them to live on the beach. Because He had people near the beach where they really want to live, but can't afford to live there. I'm just using that for an example. Because when you follow God, things turn out right. Your heart's desire happens. That's where the miracles are going to take place, where God sent you. But most of the time, He's going to cause you to do things right where you're at, to be a blessing wherever you are. And He'll guide you to a good church home. He'll guide you to where you're supposed to be. And if you had a good church home, he'll bless you there. And you'll help people grow. You just got to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Every day that you're living, you could be doing and saying things to bless others. You don't need a big building and all these things. Everybody's not a pastor. Sometimes you don't even need money to do what God wants to do. He'll give you wisdom. He can give you writings. He can give you a web broadcast. I wouldn't do these things unless God gave them to do. I didn't do Live and Let Ministries until God sanctioned me to do it. He anointed me for it. He told me to do it. He told me how to do it. I didn't do the radio broadcast until He told me to do it. I don't just do stuff because I think it's a good idea. God has to direct me to do it. Then it's anointed. Then it'll work. And it's the best decision I can make. Whatever you do takes a lot of effort. A lot of it. If you're going to do God's will right, it's going to take a lot of effort. So, why not do the things He give you to do? Why not do the things He sanctioned? Then you're anointed. Now, if I did a radio broadcast before I was anointed for it, it wouldn't have worked right. And if I did the Live and Let Ministries ahead of time, it wouldn't have worked right. I had to wait until God told me to do it. But He prepared me for it. I had a starting point, and I was faithful there. But when He anoints you to do something, you have that anointing, and it's easy. It's very easy. It was easy for Samson to fight because he was anointed to fight. But if he tried to do all what he did without the anointing, he'd have got killed. And some people get ahead of God and they go get killed. They have the heart to do it. They want to do it, but they didn't get the training. Don't be a gun jumper. Don't jump the gun. When they have track meets, the coaches shoot that fake gun in the air, when it makes the noise, everybody run. But they don't run before he shoot the gun. And if you run before the Lord shoot the gun, you're gonna get hurt. It's not gonna work right. But if you follow him, it's gonna work perfect. If you follow, as long as you follow. Now watch this. When he gives you something to do, measure it big. Always measure it big. Believe in what you're doing, and it will work. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. And I love Him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives, and He'll bless us in every way of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.